Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah. We're holding in the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. Let's start off again from the two dots, four lines up from the bottom. We'd begun sort of discussion about the Kriya on Rosh Chodesh, and we stopped in the middle, so let's go back to get a flow. There's Bamine Ulo Bai Rav, Mei Rav, Ulo Bai Rav, asked Rava, Parshas Rosh Chodesh, Ketzad Karnosa. How do you read Lahalacha, correct way of reading the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh? Tavitz Bnei Yisrael Amartar Lehems Kormi Lachmi. So it quotes the first paragraph there is the Parshas of Tamid. So it quotes the first pasuk there. You command the Klal Yisrael and they bring this korban, this Parshas of Tamid. The Havin Tamanya Psuke. That's eight psukim. Hechen Avid, what can we do over there? Now keep in mind there's going to be four people getting aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh. So what are we going to do reading this first area that has eight psukim? Nikri Shrei Tzlasa Tzlasa. If two people will be called up and each reading three psukim, Tzlasa Tzlasa Psukim, Pashaluhu Trei. Then you'll have two left over in this paragraph. We'll see it then later on. We're recording it now. You can't leave over at the end of a parsha less than three psukim. You have to end and leave over at least three for the next aliyah. You can only have two for the next aliyah. That is no good. Nikri arba arba. So that option is no good. Nikri arba arba. If the two first two people read four, so you've taken care of the whole parsha then of the Talmud. Yeah. So pashluhu shiva. There's gonna be seven psukim left in the whole rest of the Kriya for Rosh Chodesh. V'yom HaShabbos, Havin Trei. The paragraph of V'yom HaShabbos is two psukim. V'Rosh Eichot Sheichem, Havin Chamisha. And the third paragraph reading Rosh Chodesh, V'Rosh Eichot Sheichem, the one that's actually about Rosh Chodesh, is five psukim. So now you have seven left for two more people to get aliyah. Eichen Avid, how should we do it? Nikri Trei, Meha, V'chad Mehanach. If the third person getting the old, I mean the next person, will read the two psukim of Shabbos and one in the first pasuk of Rosh Chodesh, Ein Maschilim of Parsha Pelchus Mishalosh of Psukim. You actually cannot start a parsha unless you go three psukim in. So that doesn't work. If you'll have him read the two of Shabbos and three of Rosh Chodesh, then Pashlu Trei. They only have two left in total now, and that's not going to be enough for the fourth person getting the Aliyah. So what are you going to do? So Amar Lo, so he said back to him, Zulo Shamati. I didn't hear explicitly the din on this case. Kiyotzi Ba Shamati, but I heard about a different din. The Tanan. This is a Mishnah in Maseches Tainis that was called the Ma'amados, which is something that they used to have, apparently. And there used to be a series of how Kriyas HaTorah would go in this Maimed. Basically, people were chosen to represent all of Klal Yisrael by the Korbanos. So divided into 24 groups of Yisraelim, right? Yisraelim b'Ma'amodon. And there were Kriyas that were read at these assemblies. And they were daft read Maisa Bereshis. So the Gemara there, the Mishnah started to talk about what they would read every day. Here's what the Mishnah says. It says, B'yom HaRishon, on the first day, yeah, Bereshis. Then you read the paragraph Bereshis. Bereshis is from the beginning of the Chumash through the first day. Then, Vayhi Rakia. Yeah, you read Vayhi Rakia also. Now, I mean, that's going to be the laning for one day. I mean, you have to make three aliyahs out of the first two paragraphs in Chumash. Bereshis, Vayhi Rakia is the creation of the Rakia, is the second day. But Tani Allah. So we taught in a Brisa elaborating that. Bereshis, Bishnayim. The paragraph Bereshis, you read, you have to have two people reading it. You're just going to see we'll have enough psukim for two people. Yirakia, the next paragraph, the Echot, that you can have one person read. Avinba, we asked the question on all this. Bishlami Yirakia, I understand. The second paragraph in there, the second paragraph in the whole Chumash, Yirakia, the second day of creation, the Echot, that's read with one person. But plus the psuki havo, that is three psukim if you go look. Al Bereshis, Bishnayim are telling me that the first paragraph of the Chumash Bereshis Baralakim can be read with two people, two aliyahs, take it up. Chamisha psuki havo, there's only five psukim there. You need three each. How can you have two people read five psukim? So, right? So, Tanya, the Brisa says, Akara b'Torah lo yivchos mishlosha psukim. Right? We know that we read in the Torah, you can't have any less than three psukim for an aliyah. But it's my Allah. So, it was said to explain this, there was machlok, it's Rav Amr Doleg. Rav says, Doleg, skip, which really means, literally, it's skip. It means you're going to repeat a pasuk. It means to say, the first person will have aliyah b'reishis baralakim and the next two psukim. And then the next person will have to go back a pasuk and then read that one and then the last two psukim of that paragraph. Shmuel Amar Posik. Shmuel is actually saying you're going to split a pasuk in the middle. The first person will read Bereshis Baralakim, then the next pasuk, then half of the third pasuk, and then the next person getting the aliyah will read the second half of that pasuk and the next two. Rav Amar Doleg, Rav says you skip, meaning you repeat one. My time, lo Amar Posik. Why did he say don't split a pasuk? Kasavra kol psukah de la pasuk Moshe aner lo paskin lei. Any pasuk that Moshe didn't divide up, we don't want to split it up. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel would say back to that paskin lei. We do divide it up. I vaha Amar Bichanani kra. Didn't someone known as Rabbi Hananiah Krav, Rabbi Hananiah, the master of reading, yeah, the person who was known to be holding very much in what to read, and he taught people what to read. it says that he was tsar gadol ha'eli etzel Rabbi Chanina. I experienced a lot of pain when I was around Rabbi Chanina ha'gadol. Well, he to leave sok el tinoko shabes rabban. He only allowed me to split up sukim in front of children. Oh, islamin asuyin. Yeah, because over there it was to teach them, and that was okay. They were made to learn. Weren't being motzi anybody real reading. They were just learning. I could teach them half a pasuk and stop, and that was all right. So we're asking, how could Shmuel divide it up? He wasn't doing anything like that. He's doing a public reading. How's it okay to divide up a pasuk? They say back, Kasim Taima, my, what was the reasoning over there? They told him only Heter is for teaching his kids. Mishum de la Efsher, right? Because it's impossible. It's impossible to teach them in another way. You teach them half a concept, and it takes up the whole time, and you stop in the middle of pasuk. Hochanami lo Efsher. So too, Shmuel would hold it over here by the Kriya of the Ma'amados, and we're extending that to the Halacha Rosh Chodesh, and we also apply there. He would tell you split in the middle. So there's no other way around, so you can do that. He would say, well, Shmuel or Posig, my time of law, like, at the end of the day, Shmuel that holds Posig, why didn't he prefer to say that you repeat a Posig? What's wrong with that? Gezer Mishum Echnasim Mishum Yotzin. Similar Gezer, as I mentioned last time, the Gezer because of those who come in late and those who leave early. Meaning to say, if you're going to repeat a Posig, so let's say someone comes in late, yeah, after you read the first Aliyah, you read three Psukim, yeah, and then he sees the next Aliyah start, hey, you're starting from the third Posig, you only read two Psukim in the first Aliyah. They get the wrong impression. So to people who leave early, right, and they say they leave and they don't catch the second Aliyah, so they say, well, the first Aliyah already three Psukim, hey, you only have two left here. I guess that's okay to read two Psukim from the paragraph. Doesn't make sense. Maybe that's a Gezeira, why he won't want you to repeat. This is Gemara Meisvei, of a challenge to the Shitas. Anyway, so at this point, the Gemara is assuming to apply the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about the Ma'amados, about what to do there in Parshas Bereishis, to what's going on by Rosh Chodesh, namely that Rav would say you repeat a pasuk. That's what we actually do. It's a different minhagim where to repeat. And Shmuel would say you actually split a pasuk in half, and that we don't do. So Meisvei, the Gemara's challenge, Parsha Shal Shisha Psukim Kar Nosa B'Shnayim, a Parsha of six Psukim, you read that with two aliyahs. Makes sense. Each one gets three. The Shal Chamisha Psukim B'Yachid, it says explicitly, if it only has five Psukim, only one person get the aliyah. Yeah, Kar Rishon Shlosha, Hasheni Kar Shnayim Parsha Zu, V'Echam Parsha Acheres. And it says, Referish what to do. It says, the first person reads three Psukim, yeah, and the next one, yeah, would read two and one from the next parsha. Meaning to say, this is a case of you have a paragraph only five psukim. So it says the first person will read three and the next person will read two, but he has to make sure to read one pasuk of the next paragraph. Yeshomrim over here, but now this is the machlokes Yeshomrim, which we've been going by, says shlosha. Yeah, three psukim. If yeshem askim and parsha pachos mishlosha. Yeah, because you can't read less than three into a new parsha, Mishlosha Psukim. Yeah. Why does it have to be? If I understand for a second. It's five Psukim. Why did it say B'yachid? Yeah. Shachamisha Sum B'yachid. That's not correct, B'yachid. We're saying right now that two people can read it. Yeah, what does it mean, B'yachid, then? Right. We'll have to see. We'll elaborate now. I don't know what it means, B'yachid, because we specifically said not B'yachid. Two people are going to read. I guess it means to say only one person will be only reading from that paragraph. Maybe that's B'yachid. And the next person is going to have to overflow into the next paragraph. But that's what B'yachid means, perhaps. Okay, sorry, I'm not sure about that expression. Says the Gemara. Avim Isa, if any of this is true, yeah, Lamad Amr Dolig Nidlo, Lamad Amr Posek Nifsok. Yeah, if it's true, as Rav and Shmuel Shita, that you will be allowed to repeat a pasuk or split a pasuk in the middle, why don't you do that over here? If you held, you can repeat, so repeat. If you held, you can split, so split it. Rashi has a little different case over here, holds the pasuk, the kash is not going on the Lamad Amr of splitting it. I'll read this for now, this the gears as we have it. He says it's not on the Lamad Amr of Posek, because there's no kasha there, right? The ha'kari rishon shlosha katani, the efshir olach, right? You know the first person already read three psukim, and the second one, and you're not gonna, I don't know. Rashi seems to have a different understanding of the Gemara over here, because the what he says here is not true in our case. The ha'kari rishon shlosha katani, the Evsha Olaf, so you can't go back anymore. Not sure why not, according to what we're saying. But the Seder argues is that the Kasha is going on both Manda Amrim. So the Gemara Shani Hasam, the Evsha Olaf, over there it's different. Over there we're talking about a general reading is Monday and Thursdays, you can add on another Pasuk. No reason not to go further. Add on one or three, according to the Tanakhama and the Yesh Omrim. Yeah, in our case, where we have to finish up Rosh Chodesh and no further, or finish up Bereishis and no, and those two paragraphs and no further, we're limited the amount of psukim we could say. Then we have to either repeat or split it. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rishon Levi, Halacha Ki Yesh Omrim. Halacha is like the Yesh Omrim. They have to go three psukim into a parsha. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rishon Levi, Gshem She'ein Maskin Lam Parsha Pachas Mishloshim. So too, that just like you cannot go less than three psukim into a parsha, mishloshe psukim, kach in misharim, parsha pachos, mishloshe psukim. So too, you can't leave over in a parsha less than three. Yeah, if you're going to stop in the middle, you got to leave at least three for the next aliyah. Ay, pshita, isn't that obvious, that extension? Hashto ma'at kalto dekameko, tanakamo, machmiri yeshomim. If in the beginning of how far you have to go into a paragraph, the tanakamo is meko instead of only one pasuk, and there the yeshomim said you have to go three, Shear, what's left over at the end, the Machman Tanakama, the Tanakama himself, we held, you have to go three from the beginning. The Tanakama held also, not in this price, but meaning the Stam Rabbanan holds that you have to have three to go. Yeah. Look, so Lokosh the Machir Tanakama Lokoshikane, the Machmir Yeshamar, say Yeshamar also are gonna be a Machmir there. Right? Right. So yeah, meaning to say that where the Tanakhama said this, yeah, where Beferishe said that, right, is that, where Beferish did the Tanakhama say this word? Because the Tanakhama said that a five-verse paragraph must only be read by one person, right? So that had to be understood. Yeah, that had to be understood that he was saying that you have, because you can't leave over only two. You can't leave over two psukim. Tanakama held that. Right. No, I'm sorry. There he goes. Obvious. So in the Tanakama's case himself, right? He said you have a five pasuk paragraph. First person reads three psukim. The next person has to read two and then another one. So why do they have to have three psukim in your aliyah? That's obviously what you have. So you're not going to start a parsha without going three in. right? So that's shiur, that's being left over. Yeah. Yeah, right. That's what he said. So, just clarifying this nekuda. Yeah, that's what Chayyav was saying. So we know the Tanakhama there is also agreeing that you can't leave over less than three. So for sure, the Yeshomim is going to be Machmer there also. So we say, Ma'aretema, what would you have thought? Nechnas in Shkichi, Yotzin lo Shkichi. It's more common for people to come in late than to leave early. It's not normal. People leave Sefer Torah and leave. Kamash Malon, that is just as easy. So, again, that part of leaving over at the end is Gezer, people leaving early. Maybe that's not so common. Maybe Tanakhama doesn't agree with that Gezer. Kamash Malon, he does agree with that Gezer. Yeah. Yeah. I see what happened, by the way. I want to correct myself. I'm shot and I realize what's going on. But Yochid before meant, Parsha Shel, go back to that Breisa, right? If you have a five Pasuk paragraph that said, B'yochid, the next statement is Karishon. What if it happened that the first person only read three? Yeah, that's what's going on. So everybody agreed, the Tanakhama there agreed that it's five psukim, you should only have one person read it. But if it happened the first person stopped after three psukim, then what do you do? Vaiters? Tanakhama held only one pasuk into the next paragraph, and the Yeshomer said three. Okay, now it all makes sense. So Tanakhama is saying Beferish, read that one part B'yachid. Yeah, it means that because you have to go at least three in. So then once you go three in, you have to go two more. You can't leave over less than three at the end. Okay, Beseder, now that's clear. Sorry about the lack of clarity. I didn't understand, but Yochid meant Kara is a Lashem B'Yavid. It already happened. Okay. Now the Gemara says, I, Maishna Shiuri, Delo, Mishum Yotzin. So what's the difference at leaving over at the end? That you can't do it less than three psukim because of those that are going to leave. people are going to leave early. Ascholinami, they're Mishom Yechnasin. Why not also in the beginning, yeah, it should be Gzeira because of those who come late? Meaning to say, what's the Kasha? Meaning to say, seemingly, why does Tanakama hold? You only have to go one pasuk into it. Yeah. Right? Why does Tanakama seemingly only concerned about those who leave early, is not concerned about those who come in late? Right? That they won't know. Yeah. So we say, Amri, man da ayil shu'uli sha'il. One who's coming in late, and I guess not in a rush, he's going to ask what happened. Yeah. But the one who has to leave early is not going to ask. He's going to leave. Shalachai rabba b'reid d'rav l'rav yosei v'ilchas amai. He asked him what the halacha is. Shalachai hilchas adoleg v'emsoi dole. You skip, you don't split a pasuk, and you skip in the middle somewhere. Yeah. By the ma'amah, this is what you do. You skip in the middle somewhere. The choir, there's going to be, as he says, my focus min hagim, where to skip. And that's comes up every basic analysis follows what they do. Yeah. Right. The kasha and Tanakam here again was that what is different? Why is it Maishna Shiuri Dilo? What's different about you leave, you can't leave three psukim, yeah, in a paragraph not read because people want to leave in the middle. So why not in the beginning also? Yeah, don't you have the same things? That was our answer. These people are going to ask. Yeah. Okay. Let's go weiter. The Mishnah had said any day that has Musaf. Yeah, but so then you had four aliyahs. That was Rosh Chodesh Nechol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, Tanis Sibur Bekam. How many aliyahs in the Tanis Sibur? Rosh Chodesh HaMoed, Ika Korban Musaf, Arba. As a Musaf, you have four. Abo Hacha, the Leg Korban Musaf. There is no Korban Musaf on Tanis, so no. Odelma, Hanami, Ika Musaf Tfiler. Is an extra Tfiler. Rashi learns Aneni. Yeah, you say that extra on the Tanis, so maybe you should have four aliyahs. Tashma, Rosh Chodesh HaMoed, Korban Arba. Does Rosh Chodesh HaMoed, you read four aliyahs. So, but Tanis Sibur, the Diak would be Tanis Sibur Gil. I am a Resha, being of Diak the other from the Resha. B'sheni v'chamisha b'shabas v'mincha Korban Gimel. Ha Tanis Sibur Arba, a Diak would be on Tanis Sibur 4. Now, I can't make a diuk either way like that. He went up and he got an aliyah. He started the reading, he made a bracha, and in the end, he ended the reading, he didn't make a bracha at the end. Yeah, so the whole place fell on their faces, and Rav did not. So, what's going on here about falling on their faces? Kaya, the Indian of falling on their faces over here, could be similar to what we do at Tachnum. Kaya did some sort of Tachnum there. Although this is kind of interesting, why is this thing out of order? Tachnum, the stomach comes before Kriya Sitara. So, maybe it's not in order of what actually happened. It's just saying what happened. But anyways, he did, it's a seemingly unrelated halacha why he didn't do it. Yeah, it's not so connected to what the Gemara is trying to do. But anyways, about the aliyahs, so the Gemara says like this, Rav l'nafal ape, michti, Rav b'yishol kar. Rav, we assume, was not a Kohen or a Levi. He read the third aliyah. My time, echosem l'boruch, why didn't he make that an after bracha? Lav mishum d'boy l'mikri achrina, ba'aseh, wasn't it because he assumed someone's going to read after him? So he assumed there's going to be a fourth aliyah. That's going to be our right. Say lo, Rav b'kani kar. Rav read the Kohen aliyah. Yeah, not that he was a Kohen, but there's a din of a Talmud Chacham, the Gadol Dor, could get that aliyah. I happen to know a story where Rav Yoshev was very often given the first aliyah, even the Zohar Kohanim at his shul, they would leave. I don't know if they were dafka told to leave, but they would leave. It was understood he was going to get that first aliyah. It was common. There is such a din. And the Israeli comes to this Gemara. Rav, we assume, got the first aliyah. Daha, Rav Huna, Kari B'Kahani. We know Rav Huna got the first aliyah where he was. So you say back, no, B'Shalom Rav Huna, Kari B'Kahani. You understand Rav Huna got the first aliyah. Daha, Afila Rav Amir Rav Asi. The Kahani Chashivi, the Ari Yisrael, Mikav Kaifule, right? Because even Rav Ami and Rav Asi, that were considered like Kohanim, because all of Eretz Yisrael was bowed to them, yeah? The Chashivi, the Ari Yisrael, Mikav Kaifule, the Rav Huna, yeah? So even Rav Ami and Rav Asi, that were Kohanim, yeah? they were the most chosh of a kohanim in Eretz Yisrael, they themselves were considered subordinate to Rav Huna. They were bowed to him. So Rav Huna is obviously chashiv. Al Rav ha'ikah Shmuel dekana hava. Shmuel was around at the same time as Rav, and he lechor was the leader. You have a davar leh, and he was it was knowing that Shmuel was like on top, kilu the leader of Rav. So it makes sense Rav would get the first aliyah if Shmuel was there. They say no. Shmuel nami mikav hava kaislei. Shmuel actually also found himself to be at a lower stature comparatively to Rav. The Rav with the other covet. Rav, though, however, gave him a certain amount of covet in his place, allowed Shmuel Ki'il to be more mechubad one. Yeah, the avid lebefanov, shlebefanov lo avid le. And he did such a thing in front of him, not around him. He did not allow Shmuel to take the more coveted position. He actually would. Yeah, so there's actually a lot of background to speak about this a little bit. That first off, as we said, over here, so there is a discussion if Rav, apparently some people learn that Shmuel actually was a Kohen, but again, there is definitely a Salacha wouldn't have to actually be the Kohen for this to happen. He could just be the Chashav one that was there. According to some, that's how you learn the Gemara over here. Let's read it again, right? Yeah. But definitely when we suggest that Rav was not a Kohen, got that first Aliyah, we're definitely saying that. When we said Rav Huna was bowed down to by Rav Ami and Rav Asi, they were actually Kohanim. But they held up to be like they held Rav Huna to be higher than them. And Shmuel Lechora, apparently the way that Pasha learned over here, Shmuel actually was a Kohen and Rav wasn't. Okay. With some of the side issues being spoken about over here, what was with this Indian of Kavod that he gave to each other? So there's a Maisa in Shavuot and Shabbos that Rav actually once cursed Shmuel that he shouldn't have any sons. Having regretted that afterwards, so Rav was Rav always treated Shmuel with honor. But he only did that when Shmuel was around. If not, he didn't do that. So over here, when Shmuel was not around, where Rav went by the Kriya Satorah, so Rav and Sama got the first lead. And the point is, in the context of Svar Gemara, you have no Raya then. It's what we're going for, that there would be a fourth Aliyah. Nothing like that. Okay, we'll stop here for today.